So I'm at the Hickory Creek Wilderness Area. And I'm going to check out part of the trail, realizing by looking at the combination of the map and the length posted, I do not have the time nor the energy to hike the entire loop. Maybe I can make it to where the loop actually starts and back. We'll see. It is a 12-mile loop, which is quite something. That might be fun to do another day. I don't even know if I've ever done a 12-mile loop before. According to the trail notes here, there's historical archaeological remnants here and ancient ruins and bears. So I'm going to be careful not to be too quiet. So maybe every once in a while I'm going to need to stomp around or something. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding. Ground here is covered in ferns. It's all fern, which is really interesting looking. Now it's afternoon. I don't expect a whole lot in the afternoon. So I'm going to hike for a little bit and see what we get. There have been quite a few times where I have gotten some really good recordings in the afternoon. Nice and clear because overwhelming amount of birdsong at that time. So you can catch individual birds singing a bit more cleanly. Ah, here we go. Something a little new for my trip here. Eastern Woodpewee coming up ahead. Hope we hear it more again. Notice the lichen patches on the trees here are bigger than I'm used to seeing. Not maybe have a slightly longer growing season. An eastern woodpewee coming up here. He actually sounds a little more abbreviated than I'm used to hearing. I don't know if that's a regional thing or just an individual group. This is a very quiet place. There we go. The hermit thrush has gone quiet. That's what we're hearing coming up on it here. There we go. Alright, I left out a recorder for that hermit thrush in Eastern Woodbury. Ooh, what's that? I'm hearing something interesting. I don't know what it is. Song to me, or it could be Scarlet Tanager. hard to be subtle at all with all the grass or the dead leaves on the ground. I'm going to look up summer tanager. All right, so I'm unfamiliar with this bird, so I might have to see if I can find some way to see it. Does sound like a scarlet tanager. Merlin has no idea. Now it's stopped. Hoping it'll move around within view so I can see what this is. Well, that was fascinating. So I'm going to get back on the trail and continue along. We got a blue-headed vireo here. It's just like the red-eyed, well, similar to the red-eyed vireo. Just a lot sweeter sounding. This is a really neat view. There's a hydro line just going right through the forest here. And cable. It's not even... See, in Ontario, if there's something like this, it'd be a huge tower. It'd be lots of high voltage wire stuff. This is just a simple two wire, one cable line going through the forest. It's not even that much power. Interesting to see so many trees cut down just for such a small amount of power to end up being wired through. I'm sure someday they're going to have to change it and add 5 more wires or something. As much as it's too bad that they cut a line through the forest like this, it actually allows you to kind of see the entirety of the forest around here, because now there's no trees blocking the way down to the valley and then back up on the other side. Now I'm at Hickory Creek Wilderness Area, officially. A black-footed green warbler? Years later, I still don't know with absolute certainty what species this song was from. But I now strongly suspect it was an eastern towhee. See the notes in the eBird checklist in the episode notes for my reasoning behind this. Did you know that Songbirding has a Patreon with bonus content? Visit songbirding.com/support for a link to it and other ways to support the podcast. Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter, with cover art and logo design by Lauren Helton and Creative Commons music from Jason Shaw.